Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for September 12, 2019. In today's news, OSHA and the elevator industry are teaming up to promote worker safety. KONE has hired a German law firm to advise it on a potential bid for ThyssenKrupp's elevator business. Mitsubishi Electric is expanding its Dallas area operations. Elevator World's Media Planner is now available for all magazines. A two-tower project proposed in Greater Manchester, United Kingdom, would include the tallest building in the region. A developer is planning a pair of residential high-rises in Western Canada. A civic review panel is praising the design of a proposed tower in Philadelphia. And an Indian railway is touting improvements that include the installation of elevators and escalators at several of its stations.
The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, has entered into an alliance with key vertical transportation industry stakeholders in an initiative to promote workplace health and safety and protect workers, officials have announced. In the two-year project, OSHA and its industry partner will provide information, guidance, and training resources to help reduce and prevent the employee exposure to the Focus 4 hazards, falls caught in or between stuck-by and electrocution, and other recognized safety and health hazards workers face during the construction, modernization, maintenance, and repair of elevators and other VT equipment. Industry participants are the International Union of Elevator Constructors, the National Elevator Industry, Incorporated, the National Association of Elevator Contractors, the Elevator Contractors of America, the Elevator Industry Work Preservation Fund, and the National Elevator Industry Educational Program.
KONE has hired one of Germany's top corporate law firms, Hengeler Mueller, to advise it on a possible takeover bid for ThyssenKrupp's elevator business. Reuters is among news outlets to report. KONE and Hengeler Mueller, which helped advise Tata Steel on its failed joint venture with ThyssenKrupp, declined comment. The source says, quote, "The move underscores KONE's strategic interest in the business," end quote, for which ThyssenKrupp formally sought buyers recently via letters to KONE, Schindler, Otis, and Hitachi, as well as private equity firms, Reuters says, observing that on September 4th that responses to the letters were anticipated within 2 weeks, and that ThyssenKrupp is expected to sign a deal by the end of the year. ThyssenKrupp is involved in steel, plant engineering, and car parts, but its elevator segment is by far its most profitable. Since KONE CEO Heinrich Ehrnrooth has described ThyssenKrupp's elevator business as a perfect fit, KONE is seen as the most likely strategic bidder, the source says.
Steady growth in Texas has promoted the expansion of Dallas-Fort Worth office of the Elevator and Escalator Division of Mitsubishi Electric U.S., Incorporated, the company announced. Since opening the office in 2017, Mitsubishi Electric has worked with building owners, architects, and general contractors on vertical transportation system design, installation, and maintenance. Located at 196 Freeport Parkway, Suite 140 in Coppell, Texas, the new office provides additional warehouse and office space for a team that consists of experienced high-performing sales, engineering, and service professionals. Mitsubishi Electric Southern Region Director Rod Lynch said the office's in-house engineering group has been key to its growth and customer satisfaction, and the office expansion demonstrates our continued commitment to the area as it continues to grow.
The 2020 edition of the Elevator World Media Planner is now available for download. It includes editorial calendars for Elevator World, Elevator World Europe, Elevator World UK, Elevator World India, and Elevator World Middle East. Each calendar consists of a schedule of the issue with submission deadlines, bonus distribution plans, and specified content such as focus topics and other special sections. The media planners include information for contacts, advertising rates, and other details. The editorial calendar for Elevator World is also available separately. You can download the media planner and the editorial calendar by following the links in the news item at elevatorworld.com/news.
Public consultations are underway for One Heritage property developments planned for 55 and 16-story towers on New Bridge Street in Salford, part of Greater Manchester, UK, the Business Desk reports. Called One Heritage, the property would offer 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments. If it's built, the 55-story structure would be among the tallest in Great Manchester. Nick Berry of One Heritage Architect, OMI, said, "We have worked closely with Salford City Council to create a building that not only ties with Salford's aspirations of the area, but will make a significant contribution to the skyline of this emerging quarter of the city."
Bafo Developments plans a pair of 46 and 20-story residential towers in the Birkwitland neighborhood of Coquitlam, Canada, Urban YVR reports. Designed by Chris DeKikos Architects with, quote, "strong vertical fins and horizontal frames to mitigate mass and scale," end quote, the towers will house 482 units, 348 market-rate condos, 134 purpose-built rentals, and 21 non-market units. Bafo said for-sale units will be marketed to local buyers. To take the place of a trio of residential buildings that will be demolished, the project also includes 48,000 square feet of amenity space, including an outdoor pool, and 688 underground parking spots, despite the towers being only 600 meters from a SkyTrain station.
A red 34-story tower planned by Brandywine Realty trusts that with its shorter twin will anchor a $4 billion development being done in partnership with Drexel University, promises to transform a sketch of barren blocks in West Philadelphia along John F. Kennedy Boulevard, WHYY reports. Architect Vishan Chakrabarty of PAU drew inspiration from the city's brick architecture for a design that blends terracotta, black brick, metal, and limestone. Certain to stand out on the skyline, the tower drew nearly universal praise from members of Philadelphia's Civic Design Review Committee, with one member describing it as very daring and attractive. The 34-story tower will have 930,000 square feet of office space and 6,600 square feet of retail, while the shorter 361-foot-tall building will house 326 residences and 9,600 square feet of retail. A construction time frame was not given.
During a September 6th meeting with 11 members of parliament in Guwahati, India, Northeast Frontier Railway General Manager Sanjeev Roy shared details of how the railway is making the systems across 6 Northeast Indian states more user-friendly, the Sentinel reports. In addition to achieving 92% train punctuality, the highest of all zonal railways, and bringing Wi-Fi capability to all stations, Northeast Frontier installed 8 lifts and 5 escalators at 3 stations over the past financial year. In addition, the railway is planning 35 lifts and 16 escalators at other stations.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.